Why don't we at least measure the angle? I said. It comes in from one direction. That's its initial orbit. By firing those bombs, it curves until it is going a different direction. That's its final orbit. We could at least measure that angle. So we did. The answer was something like a quarter of pi, 45 degrees.
So if we assume it started out in a polar orbit, then by the time this maneuver was finished, it was in a new orbit, roughly halfway between polar and equatorial,
Leo said. And what do you suppose would be the point of that? I asked. Since Leo knew so much more of exo-atmospheric weapon systems than anyone else in the room.
If you plot its ground track on a globe or a map of the world, well, it's never going to ascend higher than 45 degrees of latitude in such an orbit. It'll sine wave back and forth between 45 degrees north and 45 south.
Which is where 99% of the people live, Tullia pointed out.
Which they would know by now, since they have had time to compile maps of every square inch of Arb,
Arcibald reminded us.
They have finished phase one, reconnaissance,
Leo concluded.
And yesterday began phase two, which is, who knows?
Actually doing something, Barb said. And the Panjandrums know it, I said. Have been worrying about it. They've had a contingency plan ready for months. We know this because Orlo's name was on that list. So it must have been written out and sealed before his anathem. I'll bet Varax and O'Nally handed it to Statho during Appert, Tullia said. Statho's been carrying it around ever since, awaiting the signal to break the seal and read out those names. She got a distracted look on her face. It bothers me that they chose Ayla.
I never fully understood until last week how close the two of you were, I said.
But Tullia wanted none of it. It's not just that, she said. I mean, it is. I love her. I can't stand that she's gone, but why her? Paphlagon, Orlo, Jezri, fine, I get it. But why would you choose Ayla? What would you want someone like her for?
To organize a lot of other people,
Arcibald said without hesitation.
That, said Tullia, is what troubles me.